Hello, everybody, and welcome to our integration breathwork week within our context of the fawn response. This is our first integration session for this series, I should say, this context. And I'm really happy to be here with you all today. Know that whether you are live or listening to the recording, this is the perfect time for you to take this experience in. I'll be playing some music here shortly, and I'll probably ask for a show of like thumbs just to make sure that I'm okay in terms of my volume. And before I even get into that, know that as you are lying down, unless you have a need to sit up for any particular reason for this breathwork practice, we're going to be breathing with our usual connected breath through the open mouth. So far we've done the single inhale, and we've also done the double inhale, where we do the inhale into the belly and then the inhale into the chest before we do the exhale. So for today, I'm going to just cue the single inhale and exhale. If for some reason you prefer to do the double, feel free to start off that way. For the most part, even when people start off that way, they usually end up doing the single breath at some juncture. So you have choice, you have wiggle room. Dealer's choice today. So see what feels right, see what your system is calling for in this moment. And know that as we get into things, I'll keep cueing things. And at the end of our practice, as I've already mentioned to you before I started the recording, we will do some shares, but I'm going to stop the recording for the shares. So the shares themselves will not be recorded. That'll be completely confidential to anyone who happens to be live. And for anyone listening to the recording, I invite you to give me a little share in terms of your experience, and feel free to give me a little response and reply via email or Facebook message or text or Instagram DM, however you want to get a hold of me. I always make the joke, carrier pigeons are always welcome. 20 years of making that joke and no carrier pigeons yet, so I figure eventually people get sick and tired of me saying that, and one day I'll have a carrier pigeon show up. Although maybe not, I have two dogs, so I don't know if the pigeons are going to care for that. All right, y'all. So that is my little intro spiel. I'm going to invite you to let me know how the music sounds in terms of making sure that, so what we're looking for primarily is just making sure the ratio of music to Allison's voice is on point enough for you. Some of you may need to fiddle with your overall volume and turn things down or up accordingly, but I just want to make sure that while the music is playing, that you can still hear me. So I'm just going to play something that's actually not from our playlist today. I'm just going to make sure that you can hear me okay. Let me know, give me a thumbs up if the music and the voice sound like they're in a good ratio together. Yeah, I got a couple thumbs up. Okay, excellent. So now we're going to switch gears. And I'm going to invite you to open the jaw. So open the jaw. And as you open the jaw, opening not just the front of the jaw, the teeth, the front of the teeth, but also going into the very back of the jaw. Going into the back of the jaw to open it up just as much of the front of the jaw opens. And as you loosen up the back of the jaw, allowing for this space for breath to move through, beginning that inhale and exhale that begins to cycle together. So this conscious, connected breath starts with the vibrant inhale, meaning there's just a little bit of effort, not much, just a smidge. And then a surrendered exhale, meaning no effort whatsoever, like air leaving a balloon. The breath falls out. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. Begin to flow together, taking out the gaps, the pauses at the top of the breath and at the bottom of the breath. So the breath can simply cycle and flow within itself. And just as that exhale ends, just before it ends, the inhale begins. And just before the inhale ends, the exhale begins. Breathing, breathing without pause, breathing without pause. In a way that lets the breath cycle and flow. And the inhales, the exhales, as they're flowing, they form like a dance. As this breath dances you from the inside out, becomes like a pulse or a vibration that ripples through. These first few breaths, these first few minutes, it's natural to encounter layers of things hanging on, little layers of resistance to be there. And it's by means of simply being with them, much in the same way you would have wanted someone with you when you were small and little, someone there to hold you, to comfort you. So not about pushing through, not about forcing through, not about anything that involves a whole lot of effort in that way. It's by means of simply being here, being present, and offering your presence, your attention, your care, your love, your tenderness to all that's arising in each sweet moment of life. And thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for being here. Creator, we call on you along with all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, to gather here with us today. And we ask that you hold this space safe and sacred, nourishing us, protecting us, and guiding us as we journey with breath today. We ask that you lead us from darkness to light, from ignorance to truth, from death to immortality, and from the unreal to the real. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace. 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 And we offer the depths of our gratitude, the depths of our gratitude to all of those that have come before us in this tradition, to those that have walked in these paths, in these ways, that carry this wisdom. We give thanks for all that you've carried for us to benefit from, to learn from, to be nourished by, to grow from. Thank you. And thank you to our families, our ancestors, and those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands that have nourished not just us, but all of those that have come before and all of those yet to come. Thank you. Thank you for your gifts. May they continue to live on in good, good ways for us all. Om. Blessings on your journey today, my friends. Blessings on your journey today. And while you're settling into this breath, I invite you, if it's not too much, to do at the same time, to inwardly scan your body, inwardly scanning, looking for anything that's pleasant to neutral, and letting your attention land on that thing, that part of you, perhaps it's a memory, or an area of your body that is pleasant or easeful to be with, or something neutral. And when you've landed on that thing, that area, that memory, whatever it may be, the invitation here is to savor it, to really drink it in deeply. Much like you might a really beautiful, nourishing drink on a hot day. Or a beautifully prepared meal. As you drink this energy in, just a little deeper, breath by breath, steeping yourself in it and receiving it. Noticing all the pieces about it that you like the absolute most. And as you breathe that in just a little deeper now, noticing what's happening inside of your body mind that might feel pleasant or easeful to be with amongst anything else that's happening. And letting yourself continue to savor anything that feels good in this moment. Ah, that's the way you guys are doing so well with that breath. Beautiful to see. And if it's possible, see if that breath now can go just a little deeper into your low belly, into your pelvis, all the way down to those hips, through to the legs. That's the way. Every breath an opportunity to say yes to this life and what it means to feel in this body, to be in this body, to breathe in this body, and to become alive in this body of yours. Not because you have to. But because you get to. Yeah, that's the way. How much can I take in? How willing am I to feel this all and be with this all? Knowing that it's safe, knowing that it's so safe to be here, to feel, to heal, to feel, to heal. As you feel those spicier, juicier sensations, emotions, again, allowing them to be there just as they are. Nothing to fix or change or reject. This is an opportunity to again be with, much like you would a little one, holding it, being with it, offering it your presence. Your tenderness, your care. In a way that lets you really tap into what it means to be present in a way that you may not have ever been before. perhaps each breath offers an opportunity to deepen into that presence. Yeah, that's the way. And if you're comfortable doing so, if it feels right for you, opening up the jaw just a little bit more in a way that lets you imagine that you could like fit a bottle cap between your teeth. And that includes the back of your teeth. Dry mouth will happen, that's normal, that's part of it. See if you can just keep breathing through it and around it, and eventually within a few minutes it'll typically fade and it won't reappear unless you attempt to swallow or drink water, in which case it'll linger. But if we simply just let it wash through the system, much like our feeling states are designed to do, allowing it to simply be there and breathing with an open mouth, and in a way that as our jaw opens, allows our pelvis to open as one, almost always dictates the openness, the positionality of the other. And as our mouth, our pelvis, the leg open, our low back, our legs begin to get some vitality again. They get the opportunity to come alive just a little bit more. And anytime if you'd like a little bit more juice, you're welcome to pick up the pace of your breath. And if you need to back up a little bit, the break is to lessen the frequency of the breath, slowing it down, and also moving the breath to the nose versus the open mouth. If you're okay to do so, I'm going to invite you to stay with the open mouth. And if you have space for it, I'm going to invite you to put a little bit of gas on the fire, so to speak. Deepening into this breath just a little more. Yeah, I'm willing to explore this life, this body, this breath. I'm willing to explore this life, this body, this breath. Ah, beautiful. What is it to love myself here now? What is it to love myself here and now with this very breath of mine? Each breath an offering of love to you, to this world, to this community, to all that you serve. I see you. I see you, and I'm here with you. I'm here. I'm right here. You're not alone. We get to do it together this time. We get to do it together. Each breath an offering of love. Breathing deep into that belly. To your front belly, to your side belly. Expanding in all directions, even into your back body behind the belly. And see if you can do that with a sense of gentleness, of easing into it, by means of softening into it and allowing expansion to come from a place of softness rather than the familiar push or force that you might be used to. Breathing into that belly to digest all the pieces of stress that have not been had a moment to really be digested, had an experience of relaxation in order to have space to be digested. Which doesn't happen by means of force or pushing, but by means of softening, of melting. What is it to melt? What is it to melt? Like butter, like warm butter dripping through your bones. What if these bones can melt and soften? Yes. You get to put that down now. You get to put that down now. You don't have to carry that any further. It gets to end. It gets to end. There's actually an end. It gets to end here and now. Yeah, you need to put that down. Thank goodness, thank goodness. It's okay to deepen into that a little bit more. It's okay to go a little deeper here. I'll watch out for you. I'll hold watch for you. This might sound left field, but know that I'm gonna watch the door for you too. I'll watch the door for you too. I'll keep watch. I'll watch the door. A huge breath. These bones get to melt just a little bit more. In a way that lets that belly and all the organs of digestion come alive. As the bones melts, the digestion and all of its organs get to sing with abundance. There's space, there's room. The more that melts away, the more room there is to take in this life. It's here for you. It's here for you. In abundance, the opportunity to be in this life. It's so richly here with each breath. Drinking that in, and if it feels right, if it feels right, you can even imagine reaching out with a hand to grab more of life, more of what you're looking for, and draw that in and bringing that to you. Reaching out to grab a hold of what it is you're looking for and drawing that into your heart or to your belly. And letting your heart receive that. Letting your belly digest that. Reaching out to take in even more and drawing that into this heart, this belly. What is it to let this front body open to receive? With each opportunity to reach out and grab even more, letting yourself deeply receive and drink that energy in through you. Drawing in with each breath, even more nourishment. Breathing in what nourishes this soul, this body, this mind of yours. Each breath an opportunity for even more nourishment. Even more nourishment to be received. Nourishing these bones. Nourishing the blood that flows through you. What is it to nourish your bones and your blood? What is it to be nourished to the very core of you? And what if you could take in just a little more, just a little more? Melting, surrendering, allowing, making space, surrendering, allowing, making space. Making even more space to open, to receive. Each breath a gift, each breath a gift. Yours to receive and use however you desire. Each breath an opportunity to notice this gift. This gift of life, and what it means to live. And we're so grateful, you're here as you are, just as you are. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the gift of being alive and being here with us and breathing here. Thank you. It's no small thing. You are loved deeply. You are loved deeply here, just as you are. Thank you. How expansive can my yes to this gift of life be? How expansive, how deep, how open can my yes to this very gift of life be? And how can I show that with my body? How would I move my arms, my legs, my belly? Letting that move through you, letting the openness, the willingness to receive, the expansion of your yes. How might that be expressed through your body, letting your body move and come alive with any impulses that align with your expansion of your yes? Maybe the arms open to welcome in even more. Maybe the ankles broaden a little bit. Or perhaps the feet come together, allowing the knees to drop open. Perhaps the body melts just a little deeper into the earth below you, allowing for the openness of your front body to become even more expansion in its expression. Opening the arms, the ankles, the knees, the back body, however feels right. And as you do so, reminding yourself that you're here with yourself and you've got your own back, just like I've got yours too. Yeah, what is it to have your own back? I have your back. I have your back. I have your back. Just like you have your own back. Just like you have your own back. And something happens when we know that our back body is alive and online, and we open to receive. We can usually open just a little bit more, take in a little bit more as our back body is here, alive, holding the fort, so to speak, open. Just noticing what happens for you. I can take that in. I can take that in too. Each opening, a thank you, an expression of gratitude for this gift of life, this gift of presence. As we welcome that, as we welcome that, we include ourselves. I include myself, I include myself. I include all of me so deeply, so expansively, in a way that others can't help but do the same. I include every single part of me. And all of my feminine expressions are welcome here. All of my feminine expressions are welcome here. Savoring it all, savoring it all. As you dance here, I invite you to make a little sound, making or allowing for that essence of your feminine expression to come through you. Letting that sound continue to come through you until it feels complete for you, doing as many rounds as you like. And when that completes, allowing everything to come to a rest, including the breath, and letting yourself just simply be and rest here. If it feels right, if it feels right, you can even gently roll yourself to one side or another. Whichever one is calling to you in this moment is perfect. And letting yourself simply be. Thank you to Creator and to all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, who have gathered here with us today. Thank you for holding this space safe and sacred, nourishing us and protecting us and guiding us on this journey today with me and my friends. Thank you. We ask that today's journey continue to express itself and live on in good ways for our families, our ancestors, our lineages, to our communities, to all of those who we touch in our lives. Thank you. Thank you to those lands, the sky, the air, the water, the fire. Thank you, nature, for supporting us, guiding us, and teaching us. Thank you. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Beginning to ever so slowly wiggle fingers and toes, deepening the breath, and if you're still pretty deep into things, giving yourself some more space to stay just here as you are. And for those of you that are feeling complete, I invite you to sit up gently in your own timing. And I'll stop the recording in just a moment here. I want to just really say thank you to all of those that have shown up, and all the courage, all the bravery, and thank you for turning on your cameras for today. I so deeply appreciate that to each and every one of you, and I've been on the receiving end, so I understand all of that takes, so thank you so much for being willing to do that. It gives me so much more information. All my gratitude. And I'll wish you, I'm going to stop the recording here, so I'm just going to say to everyone who is listening to the recording, I'm going to wish you a most wonderful week, and please do let me know how this was for you, and feel free to give me some updates as to how your experiences have been going for you. Okay. As I stop the recording,